Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And we are so happy to take your calls today and speak with all of you. We are discussing the 27 Club, which was our topic on Friday, and we're going to be further getting into the number systems of the individuals that died at the age of 27 that were celebrities, and the karmic implications of the deaths at the age of 27, as well as the 27s or 11s in their number system. But first, we want to invite you to follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, and also join us on Facebook and Twitter. We would love it if you called, if you're listening now, for a reading. We get to our callers at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins, and that number is 914-338-0164. So callers that are in the queue, please do know that we'll be getting to your calls, and just hang on the line. We will get to you shortly. What else? 562-596-7818 is the direct number for further conversation beyond what the radio show can accommodate. And that's that.
That's that.
So, Neil, to review, on Friday, we talked a little bit about the number 27, the eternal factor of 27, or the 27 equals 9, I should say. 9 is the eternal number. But the different arrangements of 27, the fact that 27 also holds an 11, and we were going to get more specifically into the birth dates of a lot of these people. And in fact, some of these people that died hold 27s within their birth date. And as I said on Friday, most of them have either 10s or 11s. Actually, only one does not, in terms of the calculations that I made. But that person happened to be a 36-9 and was in her third cycle of 9 at the age of 27 when she was when she died of a drug overdose. And also, Neil, we were going to get into the more conspiratorial elements of their deaths, because a lot of them, drug overdose, alcohol, these are the reports of why they died, but there may be something darker going on in terms of how they really did meet the end.
Yeah. Well, we're dealing, first of all, with the mysticism of the number 27. And we might as well go back to the beginning, even in Genesis. Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image. And male and female, he created them. Now, Adam, the first man, appears in the Bible 27 times, the name. And he was created actually in Genesis 2:7. Now we go forward in time through up to the New Testament, and we get to Revelations 20, verse 7. That is actually when Satan is released from prison after 1,000 years are over. That's when he's actually released from prison. So there's this element, even biblically speaking, that there's a lot to do with the fall, the creation and the fall, the downfall, and this number 27. Now, in the way that we're scripting the 27-2, we're dealing with the energy of the second chakra and the duality of that chakra because it's male and female. The energy leading to seven is, of course, sacred. And that element going from two to seven is five. So we're talking about expression.
Right.
And we're talking about the eternity.
So there's a duality in 27, just for the sake of there being, you know, two being involved with the second chakra, which is sexual and related to the ego, and then seven related to spirituality. So there's that conflict right there within that number before we even get to the reduction of the number into a nine.
Yeah. And the fact that there's a in that number, you have a kind of darkness in that aspect of occult energy. And so we get into the idea that a lot of people who, a lot of these renowned personalities who self-destructed or were killed or murdered or came to a bad end at the age of 27, there's some cryptic note, of a reference note, that there could have been something of evil intent, even in their entry into the world, meaning that the duality is that they self-destruct, even though they're shining stars and they burst forth with a lot of creativity, which is nice, it's great, but the downfall, the destruction of that energy is inherent in the battle between what? Ego and spirit.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have that battle, ego being two, spirit being seven, five being the expression that bridges the two together, well, that's where the actual destruction occurs.
Now, right, and they're involved in the fifth chakra, obviously. Most of these people are musicians. I mean, how much more involved in the fifth chakra can you get?
But, you know, for the most part, for the, you know, 27 equals 9, the idea of 9 being eternal, these names will last with us throughout.
Right,
you
they've know, left a legacy.
Legacy.
And especially because of their early demise. I mean, that's another, you know, that leaves a more lasting impression. I mean, people that live their full life, of course, are going to be remembered as well. But because they died so early, there's a special kind of significance because they, you know, never fully realized their whole potential, you know, didn't give the world what their full range of gifts or materials that they had to give were. So there's this kind of special consideration for these types of people.
Yeah, I mean, and it just doesn't go to we're not just talking about biblical things. We're, you know, even Plato's in his Platonic Lambda series, he believed that God created the soul of the universe on the 27th day. It's the highest number. And so it goes in, we can't all have time to go into all the depths of where 27 comes from, because there's many different places we can allude to. But we're also getting into the idea that how does 2 and 7 relate to our birth dates? If we hold a 2 or a 7 in our birth date, how does that relate to the conception of birth dates? Now, when we get into the birth dates of these people who died at 27, you see you have a list of birth date numbers. What have you discovered in that?
Well, I mean, as I said, Neil, most of these people hold an 11, whether it's in the form or a 10, whether it's in an accumulated form or in the form of like 22, which is a doubling of 11, as you know. So some people are born on the 22nd or have a 2-2 in their first two numbers, things like that. So that's where the 11 is in their energy. But in fact, like Kurt Cobain, for instance, was born on 2/20/1967. He's a 27-9, which is the age that he died at. And in fact, he's got the 22 going on, which is the double 11, but also his first and last numbers are 27. So it's an interesting arrangement considering when he died. There are other people that have the same. There's an artist who is a drummer, a Japanese drummer named Kami. It's like Yuko Kami. I can't even read my writing for this for this person's name. But anyway, his stage name was Kami, and same thing. Born in 1972. Going backwards, obviously there's the 27. There is a 22 in the alpha omega numbers, and this person was a 22-4, which, you know, it's not a solid 11 necessarily, but it's actually 11 twice. So many of these, Jimi Hendrix was born on the 27th. He was also a 27-9, died at 27. So there are patterns that are going on here. Rob McKernan, another person, Grateful Dead. He left, this is real interesting, he left the Grateful Dead in 1972, Neil, and then he died from a gastrointestinal hemorrhage, but his accumulation of his birth, he was born on 9/8/1945. He was a 36-9, but at his at the century mark, 9 and 8 and 1 and 9 comes to a 27. So when he reached his crossover, it comes to 27. However, he hadn't reached that point in his birthday yet. He was still on the karmic side of his birthday, but he was on a multiple of 9 when he died. Yeah. So,
well, it is a powerful number. I mean, we can look at any number in a birth date and signify them as powerful numbers.
Right.
And
I mean,
when we get into the fabric of what a 2 and 7 represents in terms of self-destruction and death and creativity, were really those two numbers combined really signify symbolically the whole element of what it is to reach spiritual heights in terms of the ego. We're still talking about the ego reaching spiritual heights. So a lot of our artists reach a spiritual height in terms of the ego aspect. Doesn't mean they transcended into a higher element, because if they were in a higher element, they wouldn't have to be doing, you know, drugs or whatever, alcohol and things like that. But when they're in the peak of their energy, sometimes that ceiling promotes the idea that they're reaching for the ultimate physical high. And they've equated that with spirituality. And just because they've been blessed with a certain amount of talent or intelligence, creativity, doesn't mean that they've transcended the true aspect of what a high energy seventh is supposed to be all about.
Right. And we were talking about this the other day, not in this regard, but in terms of actualizing a seventh energy just on an earth level, like as a humanitarian or somebody who cares about certain aspects of the planet and is someone who does good deeds and all this, but maybe has no spiritual connection at all. So
yeah, I mean, we find plenty of people who work high in the element of the earth and seem to have a spiritual essence of their constitution, but that doesn't mean that they've exceeded the agenda or the journey of what a higher energy is really about in terms of the seventh energy. So when we're looking at ourselves on the planet, we have to address, is our spirituality equated to our ego, or is our spirituality equated to the universal sense? So we have to consider that and put that into proper perspective in order to define the layers of what an energy is, whether it's a 2 on an ego level or a 2 on a more of an altruistic level. A 2 more on the altruistic level is that you're grouping with human beings for their common good, not for your common good. A 2 on the individual level will be that you're connecting to your own creativity for your own advancement. Doesn't mean that the 2 can't coincide, but the intent of such a thing will ultimately alter the content of what the spiritual essence is. It's the spiritual essence of the ego or the spiritual essence of cosmic consciousness, if you will, higher consciousness, Christ consciousness, that makes it into a higher sphere of what our purpose is on the planet. So I think those are very interesting aspects that it can that deal with the aspect of 27, even though there's a lot of, as you expressed, a lot of dark emotion involved around it.
So, you know, regarding the people that actually hold these solid 27s in their birthday, Neil, what I mean, obviously, we have to be somewhat limited on our numerology conversation because of our forthcoming book and revealing too many secrets about, you know, what the content of the book is going to hold. But those numbers, like Kurt Cobain, not only being a 27-9, but having 2 and 7 as his first and last, which seems to be somewhat ominous. Would you agree that that's a code? that can be, I mean, can we find within our birth dates the year or the age that we are that we're going to die? Because it seems to be happening in these cases. Now, if this was planned, if these were not, I mean, you know, Kurt Cobain, it's very controversial because he was killed. I mean, he died by gunshot, but there's a lot of speculation that it was really not by his own hand, which, you know, you may believe that he committed suicide. You may believe that there was more of a dark element regarding other forces involved in his death. I mean, is this something that people plan, people that are, that align themselves with darker forces and, you know, look at the birth date code, are aware of numerology and how the power of numbers work, that they would plan something like this?
Well, some things are planned. I mean, they're planned in the astral realm. They're planned in the astral realm before the emergence into the planets. And we carry it out on a subconscious level. Even though our actions are moving us forward with each day. So some of it is planned out. Some people know when they're going to die. They have a feeling when they're going to die. There's a lot of people who've predicted their own death. So I don't think there's any one note there that...
that indicates that they were going to die. No. There was nothing.
But there can be in the code of a birth date some indications that we can explore that suggest when a death is going to occur.
So do you think it's coincidental that Jimi Hendrix is born on the 27th, died at 27? Is that a coincidence or is there more to
it? There's something about that.
And not only that, I mean, his birth date, and we have a caller we're going to get to you. It's a Skype caller, Improvise CG. We're going to get to you in just a moment, so hang on. Jimi Hendrix on the karmic side is 11/27. So mm-hmm. that in total comes to 10/11.
Well, he's a very influential character, and he did a lot in terms of breaking into music on many different levels. And even his song, what, Reach for the Sky?
What is it?
What's that, Reach for the Sky or Reach for Something, has that allusion to the higher aspect of spirit.
Oh, when he says, I'm going to kiss the sky.
Kiss
and that's
the sky, yeah. All of that is somewhat coded messages. We're doomed to read into codes. We're talking about codes now, even in terms of iPhones and protection and the government and the agencies. So codes is going to become more predominant as we get into a world of technology that is advanced, and numbers and the punching in of numbers is going to be very significant, just as our birth dates are a code in and of themselves as well.
Okay. Let's get to this caller, Neil. And the song is Purple Haze, by the way. Okay,
yeah.
Hold on just a moment. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Oh, hi, Crystal.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Oh, I have a question, but I wanted to just make reference to what you guys were saying, because my grandma... She died on her birthday, and she was unconscious in the hospital from December, and it's like she was waiting for her family to come from overseas. So I don't know if that meant anything.
So the fact that she actually died, you're asking if the fact that she actually died on the day that she was born has any significance? Is that your question?
No, that's not my question. I mean, you guys were talking about the Jimi Hendrix, so while I was listening, it kind of... I was wondering if that had anything to do with it, or maybe I'm out of sync.
What was her birth date? Do you have a birth date?
Yeah, it's January 1929, I believe.
Oh, she was born in 1929. And Crystal, let's get your birth date, too, while we're at it, so we have both.
I'm February 21,
1986. 2/21/86. Where are you calling from, Crystal?
I'm in Jamaica right now.
Oh, wow, we're getting somebody from overseas. That's exciting.
I always like great.
What part of Jamaica?
I'm currently in St. Catherine, next to Kingston.
Okay, next to Kingston. Mm-hmm. Have I been to Jamaica? I don't know. I mean, you know, I've been on a cruise, so I don't know if, I don't believe we didn't stop in Jamaica on this cruise, but maybe someday.
Okay.
So I'm going to add up these numbers, and Neil will do the same, 4/5/15. And she's the 29/11 too, right? Crystal?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's interesting because your grandmother's born in 1929, 9, 10, 11. In fact, she is 11, 21, and 11, mm-hmm. 33,
6, right? What was her birthdate?
1-19-29. I believe it's a 33-6. But you're, you know, your grandma and you obviously are connected karmically. Oh, I added it up wrong. 32-5. Sorry about that. But the 29 and 29, and her grandmother is 29 on the karmic side.
Your grandmother had a very mystical journey in this planet because she's born on the 29th, and her first two numbers add up to 2, and then the following number is 9. So there's an energy in there that's significant. Now now with that in mind, that 29, your master number, Crystal, is 29 equals 11. Equals 2. Now, even though your grandmother was a 5 in her master number expression, you're a 2 in your master number, which means a great intensity of energy. But it also means, well, you're 29 years old, so you're going through a change right now. Major change.
Yeah, right, because I celebrated my birthday on Sunday.
I was going to say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Well, this change, Crystal, will amount to a change in your job, in your income coming up this year. I don't know if you're planning anything yet or thinking about it, but it does create a change in that zone. Are you doing anything with your career as we speak or planning to do anything differently with your career?
I was thinking of me and my spouse migrating to Australia. So, you know, maybe stay there for 4 years and start fresh, a new page or something.
There's going to be a dramatic change going on this year. So you going to Australia with the intention of going there for 4 years, which is your master number doubled, which would bring you to approximately the age of 33, which is a 6, which is also in your zone. This makes sense, and it might be beneficial for you to explore that. Your journey suggests that there could be a divorce in your lifetime.
A divorce?
And, you could have a divorce in your lifetime.
It's great news, Crystal.
But,
sorry.
Wait a minute. Was the grandmother born January or November?
January.
Okay.
No, I made a miscalculation and
But have there been any divorces in your family? Mother, father separated or problems? So your mother and father separated may save you from getting a divorce because divorce is within your existence. But if your parents were divorced, that means that you may not be divorced. We don't have to say that you're going to get divorced. So don't worry about that one. One of your parents were. And were you, when your parents were divorced, were you less than 15 years old? How old were you when your parents divorced?
I was around that age. You know, they were together, you know, like living in the same house, but not in the same room. And, you know, then he left and, you know, visit every now and then. And so it was around that same age, around in my teens, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the better news is that you won't have to have one yourself. There's going to be, you know, you have a strong energy field, a strong intensity. So somewhere in the realm of your world, there's going to be music and dance. A lot of that is common. Most of us do experience music and dance somewhere in our lifetime, but there might be a great intensity in terms of that sensuality, if you will, like maybe, but color, art, artistic design, fashion, all of this are parts of your energy field. Does that make any sense yet to you?
Yes, I do. It makes me come alive, I guess.
Do you have a history in music or dancing or art in any of those creative elements? Training?
Well, not in official training. It just has always been a part of me. You know, my father used to play with his on his sound system, and I guess that's from where I fell in love with music.
What did he play?
I know music is a part of me.
What were you saying your father played?
A sound system.
Oh,
you know,
he played
was a part of a group. Right.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, we didn't hear it. It just kind of cut out at that moment, so we didn't.
So there's an influence in there. You have an aid in there, so there's going to be some aspect of financial penetration with you. You know, the financial department, the finances of life. So you could have a duality, so to speak, Crystal, where you become involved in finances. Have you ever worked with any financial institution thus far?
No, just education, and health.
Hmm. Health. What aspect?
Human resources.
Human resources.
Okay, human resources.
So that's kind of involved. I mean, you're involved in hiring in human resources and firing, so that remotely relates to finances.
What was your major in college?
I actually did a first degree in computer science. And I'm supposed to be finishing my master's in project management, but because of finances, I've it's been on pause for a while.
For project management, that's all getting into, we're moving away from the artistic world and getting more into a more of a financial structure, a business structure. So that's where that might amount to. I think if you're planning to go to Australia, we're looking at the element of past life. Something would be drawing you there. And if you're at 29 and you're thinking about going there, there's something in Australia that probably speaks to your soul and the journey of your soul's life. Not this lifetime, but your soul has approached Australia before. So you have a desire to go there. Maybe you have your own reasons. But I think it goes deeper into the soul element as to what is there that's calling you. And that could be for a duration of 3 or 4 years until the age of 32, 33, if you're planning to go this soon, which I think might be, in your favor and as an experience of life, So I don't see that happening for it. And that might just be where you're going. Do you have two other siblings? Are there two sisters or anything like this?
Yes. Yes, two sisters.
Yeah. So I'm picking up two sisters with you. And that just forms a validation to me that in connecting with you today on the radio, that there is something to validate my statements.
Okay.
That's
great.
Using two sisters as the premise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else, Crystal, you wanted to ask before we...
My spouse, we're not married as yet, but there's just too much influence with his mother. I don't know, but sometimes it pushes me away. I don't know. I don't want to make the wrong decision, go all this way with the journey with him or maybe I'm just overthinking it.
Right, so you're irritated by his mother.
Right.
Well,
but not sure if that's like a factor that should prevent you from going further in the relationship. So do you live with this guy?
Well, for now, yes. But he still has his place at his mother's house.
Right, but you share your time at both places.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, we'd have to get it more into the depths of his birth date. And we don't have time for that.
No, we do have time.
Oh, we have a little bit of time.
We have time. We've had some callers drop, unfortunately. Oh. They're, people want to get their readings quickly, and sometimes they don't want to wait through our talking. So let's get his birth date, Crystal. You're in luck today.
Okay, that's great. Okay, it's September 2nd, 1987.
Oh, that's so funny. And that's September 2nd, which is your karmic number. 29, going backwards, 1987, 21, 36, 9. And not only that, but your master number is a 2 from 29, 11, 2. So he has the 29 in his on the left side of his birthday, his month and day, but you have to go backwards. And not only that, his fire number, which is either the day or the second number in the day, if it's a 2-digit birth date, is a 2, which is your master number. So, wow. Yeah. Total connection. I have to line these birthdays up.
Become 29.
Yeah.
So this guy is serious. This is serious stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Very you always portray that.
Your years are interchangeable. Now, he's not near.
Yeah,
his,
well, tell her what that means.
Well, your eight, his 8 to your 6 is 86, and your 8 connected to his 7
is 87. When you put an X between the years, Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you see, he's not 36 yet. His master number is 9, so he's what,
28. Right.
So yes. he's got a couple of years left to go to his karmic change at 36. But the reason he's having a problem with his mother, well, there could be personality problems, or maybe she has some kind of psychological problem. Who knows what her deal is in terms of the physicality of her assumption of you in this lifetime.
Have her birth date, Crystal. Do you have her birth date?
I believe it's January 9th. I'm not certain of the year. Probably like a 72 or something.
72. Do you know how old she is?
72.
I think she would have been like.
Yeah, she had him young. I think she's like 44.
44. So if she's 44 and born in January, let me just do this real quick on a calculator so I don't make a mathematical error here. She would have born in 72. Yeah. Wow. She was young.
Yeah, she was.
That's interesting because, you know, of course, we're talking about 27 today and 9, and there it is.
There's a 2-7 in his birth date. So there's a 2-7 in his birth date, in his day and year.
And she's same master.
She's
29-11. If the birth date's correct, she's the same karmic and master number as you.
Yeah.
She's a 29-11. Oh. So all the things that we talked about in terms of your birth date connecting to your boyfriend, same thing as far as the karmic number with his mother. And interesting, she's born on the 9th and he's born on the 19th. The 1-9 is in her... His day is right there in her karmic side of the birthday. So
yeah,
kind of
it's
great.
A rivalry. If you have a rivalry going on karmically, trouble zone, the mother and you are rivals for the son, because what it amounts to is that in a past life, you might have been two women battling over this man.
Okay.
In terms of a, you know, in terms of a tribal setting, two different women battling over the same man. In this lifetime, one woman becomes his mother, one woman becomes his lover.
Excuse me, I need to make a correction because I was looking at the grandmother's birth date, which is 119. But in the mother's birth date, it's 19, and then at the century, there's a 2. So that's the 29.
11-2.
Right, so there's the 29 at the century, which matches his 9-2 a month and day.
Yeah.
You understand? So it still works. I just, you know, probably tribal connection. All of these people, including the grandmother.
The grandmother, yeah, there's some little bit in there.
119, 19.
Extended energy.
Right.
Have you been with this guy two and a half years, or tell me how long you've been with him or known him?
Actually, 7 years since 2009. So we kind of started dating in 2010.
Okay, so 7 years. What I'm getting then is, and I said 2, 2.5, and you said 7, so now we're going back to that combination of 2 and 7, which is 9, which means something. Well, his master number is 9, so you're not done with him yet, no? I mean, to come to a conclusion, you're not even at the point to have a conclusion yet with him. So I would say to you to stay... But you're 29 years old, so you're at your division. Are you serious about moving to Australia?
Yes, I am. I think I need a break from, you know, everything that's going on here. My mother wants me to come to the U.S. That's where everybody is. But I'm in Jamaica with him right now.
Where does your family live in the U.S.?
Connecticut in New York.
Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And would he move to you? Would he go to Australia with you if you went?
Well, yes. Actually, because he's in the hospitality industry, we will use his work experience as the one to take us both there.
Oh, well, then this is, makes it easy. I think the two of you should go to Australia.
Okay.
That's my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where you both should
go. Because you think that there is some potential for long-term.
Yeah, I think too. This guy could potentially be your husband. There's enough there for that assumption. Enough is going on that he could be. I'm not saying he is, but he could very well be your husband. And I think to even begin to track that out, you'd both need to go to Australia to help just to realize whatever it's going to be that's going to happen before the two of you.
Okay. Great.
All right, Crystal. That's great. We really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And we'd love to do.
I appreciate you both this time because I've had all these questions going on. And I think I'm one more step clearer to the answer that I need. And the numbers, I understand you guys clearly, even though I'm not, in-depth in numerology. I just really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And have a good day.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We're glad we could spend a little extra time with you. And definitely, if you could like us or join us on Facebook, we don't know if you're on social media, but liking Neil Baker Psychic or sending us a friend request on Neil and Kristen Baker, we'd really appreciate it. Crystal.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
thank you
guys. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, Neil, we don't have any more callers. Funny day today, but that's okay.
Well,
we can go on. We have about 18 minutes left.
How about we can maybe 5 more minutes and see if anybody drops by. It's kind of a quiet day, but, you know, I remember living on the 101, and there would be days.
Wow, sounds wonderful. Did you have a cardboard box?
Yeah.
Or?
I lived off of the 101, and there were days when I could sit in the middle of the street, and no cars would go by.
Really?
That must have been a long time ago. Yeah, it was quite a while ago. And then there were days when there's no way. You couldn't even cross the street. So we're having one of those days. But irregardless is archaic, but
it's not correct. But anyway, that's another debate.
I saw correct in
the irregardless. Ear would mean not, and then regardless. So it's like it cancels the re. It's the double negative, exactly.
Having said that,
irregardless. Irregardless.
We're talking about numerology, and you know it's interesting that we're talking about 27, and even in not our caller per se, but her boyfriend has a 2-7 in his energy.
Well, she does too. She's a 29, so the 2-7 is found
between, not solid. The 2-7 is more in his energy.
Yeah, it's solidly, yes.
And that 2-7 is a 9, mm-hmm. which is, happens to be his master number.
Right.
So if you're calculating the aspect, if you're working with numerology and you're calculating the aspect of what 27 is, it's a 9. What else is it? 27 is 9 times 3.
Right.
So you're looking at the aspect of 9 times 3. That means nine multiples of 3.
Right.
And we're getting into that area that whenever you're dealing with a master number such as 9, that number combined with any other number will become the number itself, which is in this case would be 3 because 9 and 3 is 12. So 9 times 3 is 27 equals 9, but 9 plus 3 is going to be a 12.
12, 3.
Go ahead.
Well, this brings me to another point. Several of these artists that we were talking about were 36-9, so that's a 3 times 9, and they died at 27. Now, of course, I'm skipping the 6, which is the 9 and the master number, but there's that 27 factor. found within the karmic code and the master number code.
Which brings up another aspect of... the aspect of fire and creativity. Will you burn out? So is that to say that some artists are doomed to burn out at 27? Because the third chakra is the fire chakra. It's our burning chakra. It also has creativity in it. So the creativity of the third chakra, which is your solar plexus, also is the most fiery of all the chakras.
Which is the lower third eye, right?
It's the lower third eye, but that's only because we contemplate it as the energy through which we derive nutrient and nourishment from our mother in the womb. So it goes into the navel and we're fed through the stomach. And so what that really means is that there's a connection that we perceive our first energy via the third chakra. That's our lower brain, because we perceive the energy. We're nourished through the stomach,
right?
And that's our lower brain. So it's considered the lower brain. And it's right below the heart, which is going to be the balance symbol that leads us to the higher aspects of development in terms of getting up to the brain and the soul. But that third chakra is significant in terms of that agenda. And when we deal with the burnout of creativity, we're also talking about that some people who have these intense lifetimes, that they pack so much into their energy up by the age of 27 that upon their death, they're kind of like the firebird. They die, but they leave a legacy. And in that fiery burning energy, as they resurrect, they've even become more famous. There's something significant and immortal about them. And that takes on the firebird aspect, which involves a lot of third energy symbols in terms of the stomach zone and the fiery zone. So I think it's interesting that when you look at those numbers, 2 and then 3, 7 and 9, it's actually a 2 because it's 27. So 2, 3, because it's 3 times 9,
mm-hmm.
2, 3, 7 and 9. And then what do you have with 2, 3, 7, 9? You have a 21-3.
Right.
I think you have a 21-3. 2-3 is
Were you asking
five,
me? I'm sorry. I'm sitting staring at you.
12, 21-3. Now, that 21-3 becomes an important energy because not only is, we designate 21 as being like the legal age. 18 is sort of the informal legal age, but 21 becomes the legal age. And when we get into that aspect, we get into the realm of 7 times 3. Which is going to be, now we move it into a different element of spirituality and the aspect of the lower body.
Right. The 3, of course, being a mystical number as well.
Mysticals, yeah. So 3s and 7s.
And related to spirituality.
Related to spirituality.
3s and 7s, you were saying.
3s and 7s are both, they're mystical numbers.
And they're,
7 is mystical because it's crown, spiritual. 3 is mystical because it's got that element
of the Trinity
and triangular energy,
pyramid.
So it's got those two elements energy in it. And the distance between 3 and 7 is, of course, 4. And 3, 4, 7, that's male and female. So we have the union of male and female energies leading up to 7. And it makes it into a very mystical kind of dualistic energy in terms of the male and female psyche, which of course brings this point of that when there are two are gathered together, we have three through offspring. So it becomes rather intriguing when you look at it. And when you have these numbers in your birth date, there is some aspect of these themes within your own life, whether you do it individually and on your own creative journey or whether you join your forces with somebody else.
Right, and because the birth date code, I mean, the master number is composed of the birthday code. All those elements within the birth date are significant, which a lot of times many forms of numerology forgets that fact.
Yeah.
And I wanted to point something out also, since we're kind of, working with the numbers in a way to produce other number systems. We talked about that 5 separation of 2 and 7, 2 times 7 happens to be 14, 5, so that 5 can be found by multiplication of the 2, 7.
Yeah.
As well as between the
2, 14, 7. 5 is interesting because it also holds the 3, 4 aspect.
People are probably like, 3, 4. Dry and bored.
Right. Well,
that's okay.
Not really, because we're turning numbers into narratives.
Of course.
Narratives of numbers leads us to unawareness.
But I know that it can be somewhat confusing the way we're talking because we're, you know, jumping from number to number and you know, doing these intricate dances with the numbers that are
somewhat confusing. When you get into the mindset of studying numbers and paying attention to the element and then branching that into something deeper, you're really getting into the existence mode of what our existence means and how our existence is accumulated to the number system and what those numbers represent.
We've got another caller, Neil, but I want to state that the first time Neil and I met on a radio show, for those who don't know that, and the first time that I called the show, you were talking about, well, we have all these tens going on, and you know, there was something in my birth date you were referring to, and I thought, 10? I mean, I had no idea what you were talking about. So when you don't have a familiarization with how to work with number systems, it can be a little daunting.
Our numbers combined are 10.
Neil and I combined are 10. Yeah. That's true. Yes. And that radio show has revealed much to me about what Neil already knew, actually, when I called, which is another story for another show. But let's take 954. Hi there. 954, are you there? Hello, hello, hello.
Sounds like
can you hear us? 954, going once, going twice. We have a bad connection, so what I'm going to do is hang up 954 and call back if you can hear us now, and then perhaps we'll have a better connection. I'm going to drop them from the queue, and we'll see if they call back. We have about 8 minutes.
If they don't call
left.
Back, then
we're going to wrap.
Call a wrap and return again on what? Friday.
Friday, yes.
Which would be a whole new day.
And a whole new show.
A whole new show. But we'll give it a couple more minutes.
Second.
And when we're talking about numbers, you got to not look at numbers. You have to look at narrations. You have to look at what numbers signify. I don't base my readings just solely on numbers. I base my readings on psychic energy. But numbers don't lie. Numbers are what they are. Now we can convert numbers into narratives.
Right, and they're multidimensional narratives. The numbers, you think numbers, 7 is a 7, but what information we can glean from that 7, there's so much to get. People just don't know.
Yeah.
How much
and
information.
And, of course, we're taking the liberty of converting numbers into mythology and religion and spirituality and chakras, which really the properties of numbers don't initially connect to that if you're a true mathematician, but still it's an intriguing premise. It takes on numbers are converted into energies. That's a fact. And with that in mind, we just take the liberty of taking it into something deeper in terms of that realm of astrology and numerology and things like that. So
looks like they're not calling back. And so we are, nearly out of time. We are back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody, for joining us and hope to hear from you on Friday. Bye-bye.